South of the border, Mexican President Vicente Fox has successfully moved his budget proposal for 2001 through a deeply divided Congress in Mexico. This is the new Mexican leader's first political victory, but he had to make concessions to get it, and he may not be able to follow through on some of his campaign promises. From Mexico City, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
When businessman Vicente Fox won Mexico's presidency last July over the long-ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, it was a huge victory for opposition politics. Mexico had been ruled by the PRI without interruption since 1929. Though the modern-thinking Fox won easily, many predicted his biggest challenge would be in coping with a divided Congress. Initially, he's proved up to the task by finding unprecedented consensus on his budget for 2001. Sergio Sarmiento is a syndicated columnist and TV commentator in Mexico City.
For the first time since I remember, we have a budget that was approved by all parties in Congress. Not only his own party, the National Action Party, which is a conservative party, and the former ruling party, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, but also the leftist party, the Democratic Revolution, voted in favor of this budget. It is a political victory for Fox in which he is showing that he can work together with the opposition parties.
But the cost of agreement was high. Fox was forced to accept some adjustments to his original $138 billion spending plan. Fox believes the best way to lift Mexicans out of poverty is to spark the country's economy through improvements to infrastructure. But the opposition parties see things differently. They forced Fox to move money from oil, electricity, and other infrastructure improvements into housing and social programs that immediately benefit the country's poor. Sarmiento says Fox, a former Coca-Cola executive, may have to readjust his vision.
President Fox has been trying to generate a budget that would be the support of an economy that can grow more than 5% a year. But most economists actually argue that with our present infrastructure, there's no hope that we can grow not even 5% a year. We really need to have massive investment in infrastructure.
The increased spending on housing and social programs is a victory for the populist-minded opposition parties, but it means an increase in the federal deficit for 2001. Fox has fought hard to keep the deficit at or below 0.5% of the gross national product in order to hold down inflation. The deficit estimate now hovers at nearly 0.2%. Francisco Gil is Mexico's new finance minister.
We consider that deficit of 0.5% of the GNP very important to confront another risk in the coming year, which is the deceleration of the United States economy, which will have an impact on Mexican exports.
The U.S. is Mexico's largest trading partner. Fox has outlined a plan to hold down borrowing in the face of concerns over fiscal instability. He wants to reduce administrative costs of government, reform the tax system, and crack down on millions of tax evaders. The biggest threat to the 2001 budget may come from oil. To pay for its programs, Mexico needs its crude exports to average $18 a barrel this year, a number Fox says is on target. But recently, the price has sunk beneath that benchmark. Jose Aguayo is an oil analyst in the U.S. and an expert on Latin American markets.
About a third of the national budget is dependent on the revenues from their crude exports. The Mexican government has to be very careful in estimating the future price of their exports in order to meet payrolls, etc.
Aguayo says the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries may cut back on production in the near future, but a glut in the world market could keep prices low for months. If Fox doesn't get his $18 per barrel, he must make up the shortfall through his fiscal reforms. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.